Problem is you take that opportunity. Oh my goodness. This is extremely interesting.
Oh boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the NXT champion.
That is the last
Owens
thing I expected.
Those of you who are not.
Keeping that just the way it is, right there, just the way it is, just like the cerebral satire intro. All right, you guys, welcome to WrestleCast. As always, we have a huge panel this week coming up. We have post-payback. That's hard to say, post-payback. Post-payback results on what everyone bet on the pay-per-view. We also have to pick our picks for the NXT live event coming out tomorrow, which we will do as well. And then we have a huge week in wrestling in general, not to mention that just happened on Raw this week, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Right now, let's get to the panel. Heavy Set, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I'm at home.
Nice.
Rearranging my dresser because I finally found my Stay Puft Marshman Pop Vinyl figure. So I'm really happy about that.
I don't have a dresser. I wish I had a dresser. I don't have a dresser.
Yeah, I haven't had a dresser for years. This is my first time having one in quite a while.
Did you just buy it?
No, the friends that I moved in with had basically when I moved in with them, they had a vacant room.
Oh,
and had a bed and a dresser in it, and I get to use the dresser. So
fuck yeah. And a bed. I don't have a bed either. There you go. Sweet. Biohazard's here.
Well, what up? I'm kind of jealous of that Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Are you?
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere.
I think I seen it at one bookstore. Went to Walmart right after, long far after that, seen it. And I also seen a Hot Topic, and I almost bought it too. That's a Hot Topic exclusive one. I'm like, it's not the one of the smaller figures too that's $10. Like one of the bigger ones is $15. I marked out when I seen it.
So does that mean that it's like got red hair dye and wearing guy liner since it's a Hot Topic exclusive?
Oh my god!
I like Hot Topic. Fuck off!
I like Hot Topic.
Awesome shit there.
That's where I buy my band shirts from.
That's where I get all my Doctor Who stuff normally from. And the Mountie is here. What up, Mountie? Or old school, whichever one you want to be tonight.
Fucking pissed.
Why are you pissed?
Because fucking retards at a place called Canadian Tire couldn't fix my fucking tire on my fucking car. I'm fucking pissed.
So you had to buy a new one?
I couldn't buy a new one because they didn't have stock in Canadian Tire for a fucking tire on a Honda Fit. What the fuck?
You man? Own a Fit?
Yeah, I fit well in the Fit.
How
it's
tall are you?
I can put IKEA furniture in it. It's economically good on gas.
How tall are you?
6'1".
How do you fit in that fucking car?
It's a fantastic car. It's the roomiest small compact car I've ever seen.
I know, I've seen him on Top Gear, man. I don't
They're
know how you get
fantastic.
I don't know how you fit your fat ass into that car.
It's fucking fantastic car, man.
Katie, what is up, Katie? You're giggling over at Mountie over here.
Yeah, because I felt bad for him when he announced that. So, and by the way, on Heavy Set, I particularly want the Ninja Turtles one and the April O'Neil one. So,
I'm looking. The only one I want for Turtles, even though I love Turtles, I want Shredder. I really want Shredder. Yeah. That's all my whole thing of. I know with Pop Vinyl, I want to get all of the things that I really, really love. And I mean, I love the Turtles, but Shredder is by far one of my favorites.
I think Heavy needs to, you know, I think Heavy needs to host one of his own, classic kid toys or something.
I don't
know. If we're talking about Pop Vinyls, I have the entire Teen Titan collection and the Futurama ones too.
I don't know how many stores though. The one that I want right now, like a motherfucker, is motherfucking Thanos. And I can't fucking find him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
We'll take a look at it for you, Heavy. We have Carp here. What up, Carp?
Not much. I'm on the DL from my softball team since I have a good old level 2 calf strain. So
level 2 calf strain.
Nah, yeah. he tore both quads apparently playing baseball.
He sounds like he tore his vagina playing baseball.
Slowly walking around, and then they just exploded.
He tore both quads.
You're unemployed and on
a
DL.
Kevin Nash.
I'm
Yeah, he's unemployed and he's on the DL list.
And
yeah.
Old school buying a Mountie or whatever, buying a Honda Fit. He's trying to live by the word irony.
No shit, he is.
Go fuck yourself. Fucking hell. It's a compact. It's good on gas, and I'm very comfortable in the fucking driver's seat.
You said that
and I'm
already.
A little defensive right now.
Seriously, if you keep talking like that, you're gonna have to do a chick flick episode of Old School at the movies.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah, definitely.
How about I drive down here and kick you in the fucking face? Let's
try. Dude, drive down here. My Denali and my Suburban would eat your car alive.
does Will have a Honda Fit too? Because that could say a lot.
There we go. Fucking cock talk jokes
they,
now.
Yeah, they exactly. definitely fit because they're good.
I'm you know what? I'm feeling a little attacked here.
Okay, good for you. You're on WrestleCast. Congratulations.
You know what? No, that's it. Let's do this. You want to do this?
DRG's here.
What's up?
I got
guys?
You back.
How are y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
Hey, I refuse to call you Daiquiri, so that gives me bonus points.
Yeah, I don't.
I appreciate that.
I don't call him Daiquiri either.
Fit. Yeah. You drive a Wii Fit, one of those little boards that you sit there and balance on the Nintendo Wii.
It's pretty bad, dude. It's pretty rough. Pretty rough right there. All right, guys, we got a huge panel with us. I think Double A is going to join us in a minute too.
You're just so happy.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So we're going to go
the
with
Sunday night heat of WrestleCast is coming up.
We're going to go with one keep, one
like
toss. We're going to go with one of the keep, toss, or improve this week, guys. So Heavy Set, we'll start with you.
Oh, then go fuck yourself because I wanted to do my two.
All right, go ahead, do two. Fuck.
Okay, my keep, which is the one that everybody is expecting. Kevin motherfucking Owens. I am wearing the Kevin Owens shirt right now. The story that I like about this is kind of going to lead into my best of the week, and I'll talk about that a little more in detail later.
Okay.
But I actually got to watch this at a friend's house, and he hasn't really got to watch wrestling in over a year, just busy schedule and whatnot. And before Raw started, I was like kind of updating him on certain things. And, you know, Seth Rollins is a champion. I had to remind him who Seth Rollins was because he couldn't remember him. And then I pulled up a picture of Kevin Owens, and I'm like, dude, this guy is going to be the future. He's going to be amazing. And while we were watching Raw, I heard I seen the NXT commercial, and I heard his voice, and I popped for a second. I'm like, oh, they didn't show him. I can't really show him a great example. And then before Kevin Owens comes out, I mumbled to myself, and my friend asked me what, and I'm just like, oh, never mind. But I was like, it's got to be somebody from NXT because they have the special event or whatever it's called, whatever.
Special event.
Yeah, the special event. I'll talk about the one that this NXT is called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Unstoppable, yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's got to be that. And then I heard his music, and I'm just like, yes! And I'm like, at a point, I'm like, that's who I was telling you about. This guy's going to be awesome. And he got to actually see what he was like in the ring, how cocky he was, and definitely my keep for the week.
All right. What's your toss or improve for the week?
My improve is, granted, I like it as a whole. And actually, Bio tweeted me like it was going to be my keep, which it was for a brief minute, is the tag team Elimination Chamber match. I think it is great. Minus the Los Manadors. Let's take them out and add in myself and Luke Harper to that equation, because I think that would make it. I actually would not be surprised if they find a way to insert them, pull an Edge. I almost see Los Manadors being the last ones coming out, fucking Rowan and Harper, just lights go out, all of a sudden they're in the ring.
That
and
would
all
be,
of a sudden, up, close the door, we're in here, not you.
I was thinking the same thing, honestly. I was like, why? You think it's because they're new, they're still new back together again, that they're doing the Los Manadors instead of them?
Well, look at Primetime Players.
Oh man, Richmond gave them such a shitty fucking. They were in the ring. They were dominating. Tyson was excited. He was throwing guys around like they were ragdolls. And Richmond was nothing. They were fucking
Richmond,
crickets.
Virginia, and they're black
man.
People. That's
fucking
why.
Ridiculous,
if
man. Richmond is mostly
to
black
the
people.
Damn
dear
Gator
Jim.
Bark that Titus did. They were all barking with him.
It was. I was so mad that they didn't give them more of an ovation. But yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah, everybody except for Los Manadors deserves to be in there. I would agree with that. I don't think Los Manadors deserves to be in there at all, honestly, to be honest with you. Not at all.
Mega Powers instead?
No, not Mega Powers. I think that's done. I don't think they're going to go back to that again. I think that was done.
They came out on Raw.
Did they?
Yeah.
When did the Mega Powers come out on Raw?
Didn't they come out on Raw, or am I missing it?
I don't think
no,
so.
No,
Mega
they
Powers.
Right.
Powers.
Yeah, they weren't on Raw.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. I had watched a brief clip from that day of the pay-per-view. That's why it stuck in my head with everything. My bad. But
no, that's fine.
I don't know. When Curtis Axel kind of shaved his mustache, I don't know if that was a shaved mustache, but I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
He shaved his beard down to the Fu Manchu. I don't
know. Yeah, so they got to be keeping that for at least a little while longer.
What do they usually record before Raw? Is it Superstars or Main Event?
Before Raw, they don't record anything before Raw.
I'm pretty sure they have some.
Superstars.
Superstars.
Superstars, yeah. So I read, according to the spoiler alert, according to the Superstar spoilers that they're on this week, the
oh, great.
Mega Powers.
That's fantastic.
Is anybody really like anybody like them?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
Yes.
Fucking so. Go ahead.
What's wrong, Zachary boy?
Hey, Andy, knock it off with that shit.
People are giving them a hard time, but I think it's. When it comes down to it, WWE just has nothing for these two. Curtis Axel has a really hard time getting over as a whole. Yes, we're starting to catch them a little bit of ground, but at the same time, we have this going on now with Damian Sandow. He's kind of in a transition. Yeah, he went for the Miz stuff, but where can you really go? And he even, as soon as he lost that match to the Miz the next week, he kind of buried the whole former Damian Sandow gimmick as we knew it. So he's going to have to take time over the next couple months and morph into something. It just cannot be overnight. And the only thing that I want to see with this, I thought we were going to originally see the Omega Powers Collide storyline with obviously the Hogan ripoff versus the Savage ripoff. And what I wanted to see at that point was have them SummerSlam, get two people to back them, one in each corner, but have it be the opposite, as in have Hogan back Sandow.
Sandow, yeah.
And have the Genius back Axel. Because I want to see Axel, not Axel, I want to see Sandow with the Genius. Because they almost look like they could have been related back in the day.
You mean like cutting promos against each other?
No, he means wrestling.
No. Those guys weren't wrestling. When I say in the corner, they're like one-on-one, but correct. You have the guys in the corner.
Yeah, I understood what you meant. All right, Biohazard, what you got? Keep toss or improve?
Keep us or improve. I'm going to keep the main event of Lucha Underground from last week.
Okay.
It was El Patron versus Hernandez, no disqualification. There was no count out for the number one contender. There was a point where Patron had Hernandez in the arm breaker, but then Johnny Mundo came out of nowhere and started beating on Patron and ended up throwing him through the glass window of Dario Cueto's office. I thought that was
Is that the second glass window they've done on that spot they've done on that?
No, it's the first. No.
I thought that. I don't know why I thought that. I don't know.
They did a
about
cage like a top of the Aztec temple, but never through the plate glass of Dario's office. Something they have had two glass. Spots where they jumped off of the top of Dario's office.
Yeah, maybe that was it. All right.
Can I, Biohazard, piggyback off of yours and throw my improve as keeping a camera in Dario Cueto's office at all times. That way, those moments when that happens, you can just watch him stand up, swagger over to his little bar, pour himself a drink, walk to the crowd, and smile while Alberto Patron is laying helplessly being cut by glass and just nodding and laughing. That his facial expressions and the way that he acted when that happened, it's like he wasn't shocked. But he was just like, okay, yeah, I can deal with this. This is what I wanted to see. And then walks out to the crowd and we go, yeah, this is my temple. This is what we do. It was great.
All right. Mountie, what you got?
Okay, toss that Ambien addicted fucking Richmond crowd who didn't pop for Kevin Steen, who didn't pop for Dean Ambrose with his fucking bricks and all that. Nothing. They're fucking asleep the whole time.
They were.
You did the same show in front of a Chicago or a smart crowd, it would have been 10 times as better.
Absolutely. Oh, I agree. I can't disagree.
10 times as better.
I totally 100% agreed. Because I was just finishing watching it, and they were just sitting on their hands the whole time. Like, even throughout the matches, a lot of the guys were like, come on, cheer me on. They were just sitting down the whole time. It was so annoying.
I thought they were in South Carolina.
Me too. Katie, what you got? Keep toss or improve?
I'm just drawing a blank. Okay. My keep is... Lana slapping Rusev.
Lana slapping Rusev. Not kissing.
I liked how the breakup went down, and I'm curious to see how she's going to be with Ziggler.
I think kissing Ziggler was a little weird. The way they did it was super weird. She played like this goody-goody girl for some reason, and then she like I don't know. Does anybody want to say anything about that? I don't know what that was.
Best
what was
sloppy
that?
Seconds ever, Ziggler.
It might be using Ziggler to make Rusev jealous more than anything.
Do you think so? It's weird. It was weird.
I don't know if you want to talk about best sloppy seconds ever. Ziggler already has that when he was with AJ Lee, who was with, in storyline wise, you got CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Kane.
That's sloppy eights. Sloppy, that's not sloppy seconds. Sloppy
You're comparing 100s. AJ Lee to Lana. You're fucking retarded.
I know. I'm sorry, Lana. Yeah, yeah. Why would I make that, that type of comparison?
Carp, keep Tosser improved.
Toss the Bellas. Just get rid of them. I don't want to see them on my screen anymore.
Why can't they just get injured? Fuck.
No. Well.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I know. I watch some of the worst reality TV there is. I watch Jersey Shore. I watch Total Divas. I don't know why. There's something obviously chemically imbalanced
it's,
in my.
It's entertaining.
I like Total Divas. I like Total Divas.
It makes you feel better about yourself.
When they ended the season on the will they, won't they re-sign, I was hoping that they'd like just do a year instead of 3 years. And if they only did a year, then by SummerSlam they're done. So.
Well, I mean, supposedly we were talking about during Payback. Supposedly the rumor mill is the fact that they're not re-signing. That's supposedly the rumor.
Well, Total Divas is going to be back in July, so they should be.
That part of Total Divas was also recorded like
a long time ago, right?
The end of the year, yeah, it's like Survivor Series.
I like Total Divas. The Bellas need a break. They're too.
They usually start a year out from when their contract's going to expire when they start negotiating again.
They need a break. The Bellas need a break. They need to be removed from TV for a while. I'm glad Paige is back because they can now do that. They've had too much exposure, too much in the mainstay of not having an actual storyline. And I'm not saying it's 100% their fault. I'm just saying that. Katie. Thank you. I'm just saying that keeping them in the spotlight for this long and not defending her title, and it's not her fault. It's not Nikki's fault at all, but not being able to defend her title properly instead of doing all these stupid tag team matches every single pay-per-view or every single week is ridiculous. It's just it's going nowhere. Nothing. It's leading to nothing. And now we have Paige back. Nikki still got the belt, so now Nikki's not going to fight because it's going to be Naomi and Paige is going to take the spotlight.
No,
I don't know what's going on with the girls.
That'll be a triple threat.
No, the rumor is Paige and Nikki at the next pay-per-view.
Paige versus Nikki. So Paige is going to beat Nikki, and then Nikki's going to go off somewhere, and then it's going to be Naomi and Paige.
If you really look at it, they have put it off for one reason. Who's the number one contender?
Paige.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
People were complaining, well, why are you going to have this if we're going to have this? Well, this is how it got her off camera. It took Naomi, put her in actually some sort of relevance.
Yeah.
And then after that, now it's like, okay, we're actually waiting on Paige to come back to defend it.
The person I'm starting
to actually.
To actually, yeah.
Yeah.
The person I'm starting to feel really sorry for is Tyson Kidd's wife. No.
Natalya.
Thank you.
Natalya,
yeah. She just comes out. She comes out looking fine as hell, walks to the ring, does her thing, and then walks back, and that's all she's doing. That's it. Like, you're paying her what?
Kind of digging Dominatrix Nady.
So am I, but let her be in a match or something. Shit. She's got talent.
She's injured.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I don't think
she is either, yeah. DRG.
She's pretty much spent a lot of her career like this. That's the sad part.
DRG, keep or toss?
I would have to go with my keep being the best of five series. I love whenever they do series matches. I know a lot of people complained because they had just had one with the Wolves versus Hardys versus Team 3D. But the idea of watching Austin Aries and Bobby Roode against the Wolves of Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards in five matches is just it is something that I, as a fan, personally would like to see. It's where you get to showcase the wrestling talent more so than actually tell the story. And I am a big proponent of wrestling as an art form, so it gives me that chance to watch them perform their art form instead of worrying about carrying on this storyline or that storyline. And I'm excited for it.
That's DRG and Tornado Alley, guys.
See,
sorry, you're the fan. I'm trying to do freaking laundry. Yeah.
Fucking sushi boy with his fucking fan.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Daiquiri. Shut the hell up.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be team old school? What the fuck? What happened? Where did we go wrong?
Double A, keep Tosser improved, man.
Okay. I want to keep Lucha Underground, the seven medallions, the fighting for the seven medallions. That seems like it's going to be a cool story.
everything.
Are we talking about wrestling or are we talking about the Infinity Gauntlet?
Every time you guys talk about Lucha Underground, I always think I'm going back to that kids show, like that Tackle the Temple. What's that?
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Every time they talk about it, they have to climb on top of this temple.
Did you just call it Tackle the Temple?
Yeah. Legends of the Hidden Temple, man. You have to get the five. You have to get the golden monkey, the five medallions.
Oh my god!
Thank you.
I'm just like okay.
I feel like the coin thing might lead into their season finale in August.
I'm gonna let DRG explain it because he can probably explain it a lot better than me.
No, he'll over-explain is the problem with him.
The idea is that Dario Cueto, whenever he opened up the show, said that there was
that name.
Am I still in Tornado Alley?
Yes.
No, you're good now. Because
I turned the fan off, you jerk.
You're good. Shut the fuck up and explain the five golden monkeys or temples
it's seven medallions.
Seven medallions. Sorry.
All right, so anyways, Dario Cueto opens up the show by saying that he found this treasure, so to speak, that when brought together, kind of like the Infinity Gauntlet, which Heavy was talking about, it can create power that might be able to be comparable to his brother Matanza, who is the apparently strongest of the strong. And this week we had a seven-person match, to see who got the first medallion, which was won by Phoenix. Only I'm not sure if he kept it because at the end of that, Katrina returned and these giant weird skeleton dudes showed up and Phoenix disappeared. Dude, when you watch Lucha Underground, you have to suspend your disbelief.
I can tell.
If you don't, this show will just have you going. I made a comment on the Detour
this week. It's so good. Fuck off.
I made a comment on the Detour this week that had this been TNA or WWE, I would have called BS. Yeah. But since it's Lucha Underground, I am perfectly okay with it.
Well, at least you call yourself on it. That's cool. All right, guys, we're gonna move on to move right into what's on this week because we have a lot to cover.
Okay, all right.
We went over Extreme Payback. Yeah, I have Extreme Rules still here, but Payback
WWE
was this week.
Extreme Payback
was this is the breakdown. It was DV got plus 10. I mean, DV got 10 now. Heavy Set got 7 now. Katie's up to 16. Biohazard's at 9. Mops at 11. DRG's at 17. AA's at 17. And Ant is at 13.
Hey, hold on. How much am I at?
You're at 17 now.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm kissing DRG.
Yeah, you're right with DRG.
You're only 17.
You are in last place, buddy, just like it was last year. Okay, so we're going to go over, I know a lot of us were on, whoever was on the wrap-up, we're going to skip over us, and then we're going to go right to the guys who weren't on the wrap-up, or the guys and gals, sorry. The guys and gals who weren't on the wrap-up. So we started out with Axel, Macho Man, and Axel Macho versus Ascension. Heavy Set, did you like this match? Did you think it was good? What's going on, dude?
Watch the pay-per-view at all.
Okay, so you got Mega Power. So the Mega Powers lost, Ascension won. Old School, did you watch the pay-per-view?
Yeah, we watched it. We actually, a group of us watch it every month, yeah.
So how did you like it? Did you not like the match? Did you watch the wall? This was on the pre-show, so.
Yeah, no. I checked out the pre-show. Here's the problem with this whole gimmick. It's Jay Lethal did it so much better that Sandow, it's like he's not even making an effort. Only thing I saw him do macho-esque is when he took the guy, he jumped out of the ring and gave him like a... What's that move there?
It's like a guillotine.
A guillotine, double. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. But because Lethal did it so much better, it just seems like he's not... If you're really going to go full macho, you should go full macho.
Yeah, you can't go half macho.
When you go in half macho, it's just bullshit. I mean, Hogan's still my favorite character of all time. It's funny, but it's just... I feel so bad for the fucking Ascension. Yeah. Went from like undefeated in a year of NXT to fighting fucking like this joke gimmick. They're completely finished. And for me, it's just I'm so sympathetic to see how far they've fallen so quickly.
Well, they went over.
Old School, one quick question. What about going full retard?
Damn it, Heavy.
That's what I meant. You never go full retard. Carb, you watched it, right?
I only showed up at Old School's during the Ryback Wyatt match.
All right, so. I'll come back to you then. Katie, the First Lady, and DRG. What do you guys think about this match? Ascension versus Axel Macho.
It was okay. I mean, Ascension won, which I think that pretty much guaranteed me that they were going to be in the chamber match. Mm-hmm. I didn't think Axel and Mandel were going to go in, but I'm not too happy with the gimmicks either. I mean, I wish it was something better, but what are you going to do? It was an okay match.
DRG, did you watch the pre-show?
You got to admit, this is a dream match situation. I mean, how long did people clamor and claim for that Macho Man and Hogan dream team to face off with LOD in this? That's not what it was. I'm going to vote option V on this and vamp it up and say I don't care.
All right, there you go. That's what I like. And then it was Ziggler versus Sheamus, right? Yes, Ziggler versus Sheamus was the official first match. Fantastic match, in my opinion.
Bloody marvelous.
But you can hear my opinion on the live cast. Let's hear from Katie, the First Lady. Bloody marvelous, she said.
Yes, it was a great opening match, and Ziggler got really bloody messed up.
Yep.
That headbutt he gave to him, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was blood the hard way. He went red hard.
Yeah.
It was
10 stitches, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah. He got it right on his eye. It was perfect, too. It was right on his eyebrow. I don't know. Did he forget to put his hand up or something? What happened? He just, in the moment, I guess?
He just went for it. He wanted to do it.
In the moment, just maybe Sheamus was beating him up a little bit, giving him too many potatoes or whatever. DRG, what did you think about this match?
It was definitely as good as expected, considering the two performers involved. I love Sheamus as a heel, even if he looks like a freaking retard.
He looks awesome. I love the way he looks. He's a perfect heel. The way he looks right now is perfect for his character. It's perfect.
I don't necessarily think it's a perfect heel. I think it looks comical, but that's just me. I liked the match. I liked the aggressiveness. I thought it was very hard-hitting, and it made me happy for kicking off the pay-per-view is what it needed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Mountie, what'd you think?
Yeah, I agree. Sheamus looks like a retard. Ziggler looks like he's from fucking Breakfast Club. I'm not getting
Poison,
at all.
From Poison.
Poison, yeah.
No, he's from The Outsiders.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. But yeah, I mean, fast-paced match. Am I correct in assuming they ended it early because he got way too bloody?
We think they did, but we're not sure. But
it wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either that they went home early because he just, you know, he that happened. You know, there's nothing you can do about it, though.
I mean,
insider words. I'm proud of you.
Ziggler's
home.
Ziggler's work rate is fantastic, and Sheamus as well. But I wasn't, like, I watched the match. It was a good match, but I wasn't hyped up for it because I've seen it before, and I've seen these guys go at it, and it was just, I didn't get into it as much as I wanted to. Because we've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ziggler's getting a little stale. I think Sheamus has changed a lot of his moves out. He's no longer doing the 10 beats of the whatever, and then he's not doing a lot of his moves, or he's making them where the guys can get out of them now. And I'm really enjoying Sheamus right now. Ziggler is getting a little stale to me. He needs to do something. He needs to either elevate. Yeah, there you go. He needs to do Lana. That'll work. And then after that, it was New Day versus Brass Ring, right, guys? Yes, it was a tag team match.
I'm really surprised because I listened to your feed. You guys didn't catch the fact that the ref was racist that didn't notice that the one black guy switched with the other black guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, fucking immediately after the match, Twitter went insane.
They do look a lot alike, though.
But like, and to do that finish in Baltimore, like, are you fucking serious?
If you look at it, Kofi and Xavier's tights are the same.
Are the exact same, yeah.
And when he was pinning him, the ref didn't look at the head region. He was just looking at where his legs were.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kofi has white boots and Xavier has black boots.
Like,
so
okay, you're in the middle of calling a match. You're going to notice what boots they're wearing, Katie? Nah.
Well, yes. I noticed. That's all that matters.
I'll probably notice if it's a whole different person in the ring pinning another guy.
Well, I'm really... different body mass, different height. Yeah, okay. I thought this match was actually really good. I'm really starting to enjoy the 2 out of 3 falls. I think it's something that they brought back on purpose, and I really like just these two tag teams together work really well, and I think they're going to work even better in that elimination chamber. This is going to be really cool. I mean, we'll talk about it more once we get in there. I mean, we'll do it next week, but I think the elimination chamber with tag team matches is going to be cool. Just how do we think, are they going to set it up? We talked about it on the pay-per-view, but how do you guys think it's going to happen?
They already announced how it's going to be.
Oh, okay. Well, how's it going to be?
It's going to be, there's 6 teams, there's 4 teams in each pod, or 4 teams in a pod. 2 teams start out. When the buzzer goes off, a new team will enter. Same thing like a regular elimination chamber.
There's going to be 2 people in a pod?
Two people per pub.
Wow, that's going to be...
Is what they announced.
That's going to be tight.
One of the New Day.
That's going to be really tight. Wow, you're going
to... feel really awkward for Titus.
That's going to be... That's exactly what I was thinking, too. I was like, Titus is going to be tight.
Well, on that note...
Tight-ass O'Neal. Yeah.
What do you call a schoolboy roll-up on Derek Young?
What?
Fruit roll-up.
Fruit roll-up. That's funny. And then we had...
Hey, hold on.
What? Go ahead.
I actually like the fact that they're doing this with the Elimination Chamber because you talk about them having a third member of New Day come in to get that pin. Putting them in the Elimination Chamber, it's going to make the New Day have to choose two members to be in there. They can't have the three. If they do, I will be quite interested, but I think that they're going to have to choose between Kofi and Xavier, so it's taking that heel team and the advantage that they have using this free bird rule and taking it away from them. It's from a psychology standpoint, I love it.
They tried to do the free bird rule on the three count falls, but they didn't let them. They didn't let Xavier go in for Kofi. They did not. The referee said no. So if you go back and watch
it. I thought the Freebird rule was it's a team of three and they can switch out before a match started.
Before the match. But doesn't.
So during a match, it's those two. You can't.
But after a fall, it restarts the match.
But no, the actual...
It's still technically a match.
Okay.
You take it back to the old school days where they signed a contract and they said that this is the stipulation that we're going to go with. These are the four members that are involved in this. And that's where the free rule really stands out.
All right. Go back and watch it on the network, guys. It's good stuff. And then it was... I'm trying to make sure I get this right in order. It was...
Bray and Ryback, wasn't it?
Was it Bray and Ryback or was it... Oh, yeah, it was Bray and Ryback. Yeah, you're right. It was Bray and Ryback. Or Wyatt versus Ryback. And everybody got this right except for Heavyset. Heavyset, you didn't watch the match, but what happened, buddy?
I don't even remember what I picked.
Ryback.
Because I thought it was actually going to be a DQ causing Ryback to win.
Gotcha.
Because he was hungry and he said, feed me more.
Anyone want to talk about this match? Good, bad, or indifferent?
It was better than what I thought it would be.
I did. I agree, Katie. I thought it was better.
I totally agree there.
Yeah. Old school, Carp, you haven't said anything. You said you watched this one.
I mean, the match was mediocre at best, but I really feel bad for Bray Wyatt being buried ever since Cena. I mean, the character had so much potential, and now it's just, I find it's falling flat.
I would agree, but I think they're trying to fix that now. I mean, he went over on Ryback. He went over on Ambrose. Technically, he went over on Ambrose. I mean, he really didn't. Ambrose saved face this Monday night. So I think they're trying to bring him back.
I still don't think that Cena's the one that buried him.
I don't think so either.
As much as everybody wants to put that, it's however you want to perceive afterwards. I think Jericho did a lot of harm with his feud.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I also think that you want to talk about a guy who hasn't really changed, like needs to change stuff. It's him. But everything he does is like, okay, he's changed this. But really, it's kind of all the same. He's yet to, I don't know, he hasn't spiced it up for me in a while to where I'm like, oh, I love Bray Wyatt. I'm like, I like Bray Wyatt, but.
I got to admit, his in-ring, I think, in the last couple of matches I've seen has improved a lot. He's a little bit more crisper to me. He's a little bit more ruthless as well. He hits a little bit harder. But yeah, I mean, as far as his promos have not improved or they've just maintained. Everything's maintained.
I liked his match with Ambrose on Raw.
So did I. So did I, Katie.
Agreed.
Yep.
Bray's in the same point with Samuel Shaw with me. Like, I love the potential of the character, but currently they're not doing the potential that I see.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Bo Dallas. Like, I'd like to see a family angle get involved somehow.
I'd like to see you kicked off this call. Fuck Bo Dallas. He should never be on a television screen.
Everybody shaved his beard. He did shave his beard. I was sad too.
I didn't realize that Bo's only.
You just got a Bo leave.
Believe, man.
I didn't realize he's only 24.
Yeah, they're both of them are young. Then it was Cena versus Rusev. I quit match. It was an okay match. Everybody had Cena. Mounty, Carp, what'd you guys think?
I didn't like how they did the Umaga finish as they previously did.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently a Reddit user, though, translated exactly what
Rusev said.
Rusev said. And he's like, I'll never give up and go screw your mother or something like that.
So, yeah. It's funny. Old school.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the Umaga finish. I mean... For a Cena match, it was okay. It's like, oh, they're going to plow through the barricade again for the 40th time. But
The pyros were kind of cool, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, he was 8 feet away, but still. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I mean, it could have been worse.
The laptops.
At least have the laptop powered on if you're going to fucking pretend like it works.
I know.
Or red, white, and blue pyro. What the fuck?
Oh my god.
So here's what he said.
Ant's laughing right now.
I give up. Next time, we will crush you. I give up. Stop. I told you, I'll crush you. Cena, damn your old mother, Cena. I will crush you. That's enough, I told you.
That's great.
Damn your old mother.
Katie, DRG, you guys want to say anything about Cena, Rusev? It's done. I'm glad it's done. I think they went just long enough.
I am glad it's done, too. I mean, I've heard that Lana was supposed to originally going to take off her jacket as like a distraction, but they nixed that and just never gave up for him.
It's pay-per-view, man. Oh, wait, because if Lana took off her jacket, that would mean John Cena is a pervert because he would stop the match and look at Lana.
Well, I think it was supposed to distract Rusev because she was trying to get attention.
Oh, yes, yeah, probably the ref, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
The match was what it was. I don't know. I didn't really expect too much out of it considering the fact that they've had so many matches. About the only thing that they could have done different was, I don't know, like rip off a prosthetic leg and then use the camel clutch to choke out somebody. But they did that on Impact this week.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Carp.
Because what I would have done in this case is had Rusev threaten Lana to have Cena say, I quit, to be like the super good guy and save the girl.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I got turned down like a mother.
Yeah, it wouldn't have raised the intrigue for me. I'm like sorry, Carp, but hey, nothing against it. I've heard a lot of people with that idea. Just at that point, we've seen it so many times that I just didn't care.
Yeah. Then it was Tamina, Naomi versus the Bellas. Anybody want to say anything about that at all?
A great match to go get another beer.
Yeah, it was not a good match, honestly. It just...
What are you talking about? That was like the best thing because I walked into my bathroom and I saw that the scrubbing bubbles had actually started working, so I was able to flush the toilet and it turned shiny and bright and white. Gotcha. It was awesome.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll move right past that.
I just loved our huge click comment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tamina and the Clea. I know. They got a lot of play on Twitter. Ant talking about punching clips.
Wow.
Yeah, you should go back and listen to that. That's funny. And then it was King Barrett versus Neville, which was a great match. Although I am getting tired of seeing them go at each other. But I thought it was a really good match. Anybody else want to jump in? Go ahead.
Fuck the finish.
You didn't like the finish? Didn't like the knee tweak?
You didn't like him walking away?
It's a fucking pay-per-view. You're going to have a count out. Fuck off.
But it's a heel. It's a heel.
Doesn't matter. It's a pay-per-view.
I'll say this. Old school, at least it's something different.
What do you mean? Shove your different up your ass if it's a count out. Fuck.
I liked it. I liked the count out. I thought it was typical of a king to do that, in my opinion. The entire match was good. I liked the fact that he tweaked his knee, and they showed it on Raw, too. Everything was great. I mean, those two work really well together.
He's a royal hiney.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, you got strength in Barrett and you got speed and air abilities in Neville, and you really can't argue with those two things, honestly.
The good thing is that they're in the chamber match for the Intercontinental title, so.
Yeah. I'm glad too. And then we had the Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight Championship. Anybody want to say anything about that? The 4-way?
That was a lot of fun.
Katie got her +3 on the...
I called it.
You did call it.
DRG got +5.
I liked Rollins coming around after they did the triple power bomb, and Rollins like hugs him like, hey, buddy, hey, and puts his hand out there. Hey, guys, hey, how about that?
I liked when Reigns and Ambrose had their moment in the ring. They're looking at each other like, okay, let's just do it.
I'm pretty sure Andy likes it. Because he's very much can relate to trying to get a fist bump from somebody or something like that and just being totally rejected. He's kind of like,
don't worry, guys.
And you're from Iowa. You are our Seth Rollins, except you're not a champion. Sorry.
How awesome was Roman Reigns' tope crossbody over the top rope?
I marked that.
It was good.
He that dude's got some ups. That was awesome.
Yeah, he jumped that. Oh man, he jumped that shit, and I was like, did he just jump it? He didn't dive through it. He jumped it. He hurdled that fucker.
He hurdled it.
Fucking totally hurdled it. Ah, it was great.
He high jumped the top rope.
He totally did, man. It was fantastic. It was awesome. The whole thing was good. The table spots were great. The interference was good. Everything was on point. Nobody really messed up anything. Dean Ambrose was all over the place.
It's interesting how Orton was out of it most of the match, too.
Yes, Orton was out of it. Roman really wasn't in it that much either. Mm. Anybody else want to say anything about Payback before we move on?
Predictable finish, but the match was fun. It had some good spots. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Randy Orton's doing as many RKOs as the Young Bucks are doing super kicks now, which is fucking awesome.
Oh my god, man. He put out three, didn't he?
Did you see that pedigree finish coming? Because I didn't.
I didn't see the pedigree finish. No, I knew Rollins was going over, but
I got you.
Are we considering that his new move?
No, I'm waiting for him to do the Batista bomb and then the figure four so he get all of Evolution.
Start throwing RKOs.
I know, he did it again on Raw.
He did do it again on Raw. That's what I was saying. Is this his new finish?
He also did it at Extreme Rules, too.
No, he didn't do it at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
No, he did some sort of weird...
I think somebody kicked out of it, though.
Yeah, I don't think that was the actual finish, but I think he did use it signature move.
Correct, because the finish was the SKO.
I'm fine with them using the pedigree. I think it's actually a cool ode to Triple H, but I don't want to see that as his finisher, you know?
Why not?
Because it's so synonymous with Triple H at this point that no matter what, even whenever he turns on the Authority and he's still using it, yeah, it builds that little animosity between him and Triple H. But Rollins is so talented that he can throw things like the Phoenix Splash and other maneuvers that could be more aesthetically pleasing than just a pedigree.
You think
got more talent than that.
You think they want him to use the Phoenix Splash? I think they may be telling him not to use the Phoenix Splash.
No, he'll use it as a signature in those big matches. But what I'm saying is the guy is capable of doing those kinds of things. He would be capable of using like an air raid crash or something else more impactful than what the pedigree is. The pedigree has never really, in my mind, been seen as a good finisher.
Question.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Andy. Well,
I just want to make sure because I want to cut people off.
When did we start raising our hands in class?
That's okay. My question is: the last time we talked about this was my point. Why can't Seth Rollins use the Phoenix Splash as his finisher? And the comment I got back last time was, "Well, he's in the main event. People in the main event don't use finishes like that." But I think it would be an awesome finish.
Well, I really do think that they would probably not be okay with it. They don't want a top guy being able to hurt himself every single week.
Yeah, there's a difference between Rob Van Dam using that frog splash and then throwing a 180, 450.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, a frog splash is a frog splash, but a 180, 450.
Like I was saying, it's too bad they pulled pile drivers and brain busters, because if he was able to use his God's last gift, like he used in Ring of Honor, that would be awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, concussions, bad stuff. Eh. People forget their kids' names. Bad. All right, guys, we're going to jump right into NXT TakeOver Unstoppable tomorrow night. We will be doing a live show. Come join us if you want. We got first match up, Corbin versus Rhino. Baron Corbin versus Rhino. The Lone Wolf versus the Lone Rhino. Heavy set, Corbin versus Rhino.
Rhino.
Whoa.
Katie, the first lady.
Really?
let's think who's picking that.
Katie, the first lady. Wow. Katie, the first lady.
Corbin.
Biohazard.
Rhino. I was like, you really had to ask.
No, I didn't. I really wanted you to pick Corbin just because he's not gonna lose.
Mop
gave me his. I have to read those off in a minute. DRG.
I'm going Corbin, but I don't see him using the End of Days to finish off Rhino. I think that it's going to be like a DQ count out type situation.
Did you see that End of Days he did off the ropes?
Oh, the crow! That was so awesome.
That was so awesome. So
that springboard inside out into the freaking End of Days was fantastic. Amazing, considering the fact that they were chanting boring Corbin or whatever.
Yeah.
The crowd is turning on him.
No, I didn't get ants either.
Corbin's gonna bore you.
Corbin's gonna bore you.
Double A.
I hate agreeing with you, DV, but I got to go Corbin. He's got to go over the big guy, don't he?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to do spoilers. Go ahead.
Carp.
I'm going to say double count out. Double count out. They're just fighting in the crowd.
Double DQ, huh?
No winner.
Wow.
Double count out. Double to 10.
Wow. All right. Old school.
No contest.
What is?
Oh, wow. That's what does that mean? Incredibly original.
What does that mean? Double knockout?
It means no contest.
No winner.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that means.
So if they say if they're brawling and the referee tries to stop them and they won't stop brawling, he'll throw the match out in a no contest.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Double DQ.
Double DQ. Thank you.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. No contest. Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch. Heavy set.
No, the boss.
Sorry, the boss. This is going to be a good match.
Banks.
Boss. Katie.
Could I just point out that the Divas technically did main event Raw this week, so I'm having good feelings about this match coming up.
Okay.
I'm going with Sasha as well.
Banks, boss. Biohazard.
I'm going to agree with both of them.
Oh, all right. Mop Jockey. I don't know why.
He's not here.
I know. It's because I'm going in. It's because I'm going in order. He's next.
Mop, not here.
Mop.
Where you at, Mop?
Let me see. He's got Corbin. Let me put that in there real quick. I have to get Ian's later. And then he's got Lynch.
Right?
He's got Lynch. He's got Boss, too. DRG?
Lynch. Hold on. He's got Lynch.
That's not the. He's got Becky Lynch.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's
got NBEX team.
He's got Becky.
Only because she was featured on Stan Lee's Superhumans that I discovered earlier today, I'm going with Sasha Banks. Oh. And actually, she wasn't featured. She was in the background of one of the segments. I thought it was hilarious.
Double A.
Give me the boss.
I think I'm gonna go with Mop. I'm going with Lynch.
And you'll be wrong.
Yeah, all right. And we have Bailey and Charlotte versus
what the
Dana.
Fuck, I'm not here.
Oh, sorry, old school. Sorry,
no,
old school.
No, dude.
I'm looking at a spreadsheet, guys. I apologize. Sorry.
Ken,
go ahead. Give
Ken,
me.
That does not exist.
What you?
You bastards.
Old school. What you got?
She's not Ratchet, and she's winning.
She is Ratchet.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Carp.
Yeah, title retain for sure.
Title retain. Wow, everybody's got boss.
I'm sorry, Carmella's a lot more Ratchet than Sasha.
Yeah, she
I think
is.
They're, I think they're both.
With
Ratchet.
That fucking dance she did going to the ring, she's a lot more Ratchet.
More Ratchet. Bailey and Charlotte versus Dana, Brooke, and Emma. Heavy set.
Charlotte Bailey.
Bailey and Charlotte. Katie, first lady.
Yeah, Bailey and Charlotte.
Okay, I'm just gonna put BC. Biohazard.
Team hug. Woo.
Team hug. Woo. Woo hug. Woo. Team woo hug.
Yes.
DRG.
This is one of the hardest ones on there because with Dana Brooke on that team, I don't think that they're going to let her lose. So I go Brooke and Emma.
Oh. B-E. Yeah. I'll put D-E. Double A.
I'm feeling this is going to be really heel heavy, but I got to go with the heels. Give me Dana and Emma.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to let Emma win on a pay-per-view, if you ask me.
I think Emma's
it's not Emma. It's Dana.
Oh, yeah.
I think Emma's going to be the one that takes the pin, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's possible. I think Bailey's going to take the pin from Dana.
Old school.
Set up short.
Old school.
Yeah, I agree with DRG on this one. Because Emma's got the heel turn, Dana's new, they're going to give it to the heels.
This is what Mob said. Mob said Emma and the other one. And the other one? And you mean the star of NXT, Charlotte? The fuck, Mob?
No, Emma and Dana Brooke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Charlotte and Bailey.
These fucking names. My brain.
Belly button.
My brain hurts from school. My brain hurts from school. Carp.
Dana Driver on Bailey for the win.
Is that what they call it? The Dana Driver?
Oh, yep.
Good call.
She's been around long enough to have a finisher named after herself.
She got like four vignettes in a row before debuting.
Now, you guys said Hideo's out, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's going to be Finn versus Breezy.
Well, that's weird because they still have him up on the Wikipedia.
But that's because it's Wikipedia. Anybody can change
it. On the conference call Triple H did, he said Hideo Itami is out.
Okay. What happened? He did something, right?
His shoulder.
He tore both quads.
he blew his rotator cuff or his shoulder out or something.
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
6 to 8 months.
Heavy set. Baylor versus Breeze.
Breeze.
Wow. I was not expecting that. Katie, the first lady.
I'll go with Baylor.
Finn. Biohazard.
I'm going Baylor only because of my event choice as well. So.
Your what?
Main event.
Your
so
main
I'm going
event
with
choice.
Baylor because I'm going to go with Owens in the main event.
Okay.
Because if you remember last time, he didn't bring the demon to face Kevin
exactly.
Owens.
Exactly.
It's true.
Hey, I remember on an episode of this show called DRG Detour, this guy talked about that.
I don't remember that at all. No, DRG?
I'm going Baylor in that the demon will show up this pay-per-view or free for view, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
They're calling it a special episode. Double A.
So is this a number one contender match?
Yes.
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 Baylor.
Baylor. And I'm going with Baylor as well. Old school at the movies.
Predator goes over clean.
With no interference from Danny Glover.
Carp.
Yeah, Finn Balor, definitely Finn.
Wow, everybody's put Finn. Heavy, you want to change yours?
Chirp. Okay.
All right, guess not.
What was that?
You want to change yours?
No.
Okay. Wait, you're up. Wait, Heavy, you're up next. Team Soft versus Team Generic.
SAWFT Soft.
Soft?
No. Not soft.
You want to go with Team Generic?
No, I'm saying they're not soft.
Oh, okay. All right. Where are you now? All I hear is wind from you now. Tunnel. Yeah, he's in a wind tunnel.
No, because I'm in front of a fan.
Oh, okay. Katie, the First Lady. Every time I talk to him, he's like... Katie, come on.
I'll agree with Heavy.
Can I just put soft across the board, guys, please?
No, you got to go one by one.
DRG, what do you want?
I'm actually debating going on Blake and Murphy with this, but... I'm going to go...
Heavy! I know you're doing that shit on purpose.
I'm going to go Enzo and Kaz.
Soft, Biohazard.
Enzo and Kaz.
Double A.
Do it, Double A.
Double A.
Fuck it, he took too long. Give him Blake and Murphy.
I'm giving Blake and Murphy.
Oh, I didn't realize I'm on mute. I'm sorry. I'm going with the group.
Okay.
There is no team for the group.
Old school.
Give it to the Jersey Shore over Fern and LaFons.
Fern and LaFons. What, by the way, what's up with, is it Murphy's? Murphy's hair. Why is he doing that now?
Because it's hilarious.
He looks stupid, like the NXT crowd does.
Carp. Carpe diem.
Oh, I've been a fan of Enzo and Colin Cassidy since they showed up, so I'm definitely picking them.
I'm going with Team Soft, too. All right, and then we have one left, guys. One left. Owens versus Zayn, the rematch of the century. Heavy
Owens across the board.
Yeah, just go ahead and write that down for across the board.
Heavy set.
Zayn.
Zayn.
Owens. That's why he went
Oh, he changed it back. He changed it back.
Oh, that was a serve.
Kay, the First Lady.
Kill Owens, kill.
Kill Owens, kill. Just for shits and giggles, DRG.
You know, I could see them doing a disqualification and Sami Zayn winning, but not winning the title. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say Owens for the win.
Owens, Double A.
No one's taking that belt away from him and his kids.
Okay. Old school at the movies.
No contest.
Ooh.
It's two no contests in a night. And the NXT crowd doesn't like no contest, man. They hate those.
Overbooking and no contest. Put it in the red book.
They did. There is a lot of matches on this pay-per-view. Normally, there's not that many matches on
How much stuff got the red book?
He's got a lot of stuff in the red book. Is it an actual red book? I have a red book in front of me, but...
It's an Audacity file that I clip in red book.
Oh, write it down in red book. Carp...
From Marieville, Quebec.
Owens. I'm going Kevin with Zayn. Owens. I'm going with Zayn.
Well, they're both from Quebec, aren't they?
Well, not the same city, you ignorant fuck.
One's Montreal.
He's American. Take it easy on him. He's American.
What are you going to say? Heavy sets from Columbus or something?
Dude, I didn't realize they had cities.
I was about to say, do not say that.
I didn't realize they had cities in Canada.
Andy, it's like Heavy Set and Mop are both from Ohio, but they're in different cities in Ohio. Does that make sense?
I thought Mop and Heavy lived together.
He's got 40 Twitter accounts and he's still a douche.
Listen.
He's got 68 Twitter accounts. He's still an asshole.
Just because you took the idea of Shane and instead of using a cucumber, you use corn because that's all the fuck you have there. Doesn't mean me and Mop live together.
It's ripped for his pleasure.
All right, guys. Just to break it down, DV, Katie, Mop, DRG, and AA all have Corbin. Heavy Set and Biohazard have Rhino. Sasha versus Becky.
Hold
DV.
On. Where's what? My pick?
I'm not putting you in this list because you guys weren't on the first week.
So what do I? What am I?
He wants
a
double
fucking...
count out.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Never mind. I'm not even gonna read them back. Does anybody want to bet?
Hey, are we doing wagers?
Yes. I just said.
I'll put money down right now.
All right, do it. What money you got?
Old school.
I got Canadian money, yeah, so I got times 10.
He's got that fake money. So when he owes you $5, it's going to be like $35 in American.
Hey, not that bad.
Any wagers? Anybody going to take a Samoa Joe debut?
Ooh.
It's too early, isn't
You're
it?
You saying yes or no?
He's got
2 points.
He's got bookings in July and August.
I'll wager 2 points.
Katie, I'll put five of Heavy's points saying he debuts.
Does Heavy have five?
Yes.
What you got?
Part of the
Anybody else?
I'm going to bet points that I'm going to see Samoa Joe in Cleveland on Saturday.
Nope, that's not a bet. Anybody else?
What about UHA Nation? Anybody got UHA Nation coming up?
Nope.
I'm going to bet 5 points on Kevin Owens retaining his title.
Oh, come on.
No contest.
What are you complaining about?
It will be a no contest.
He does this every, I'm going to do the same thing then.
Well, you can do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a fair bet. He's basically saying, I believe in it so much, I'm going to bet on it.
Yes,
exactly.
How many points
what about,
he put five.
What about a wager that John Cena will appear?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Katie.
I was thinking about that.
Double A, are you doing 5 on KO retains?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I put just, I want to put it 1 point about Cena appearing.
I'm putting 4 on Cena.
4 on Cena. Oh, my God.
For what?
Seriously, you're going to try to trump me?
Katie.
Hold on. He's putting 4 loonies, so that's equivalent to like 0.00001 point on our scale.
Done. Put it.
Okay. Mops got a bet. Hang on. Let me read Mops. He said 3 on Corbin winning, 4 on Enzo and Cash winning.
Can he do that with the 5-point max? Because that'd be 7 points.
Yeah, it's 5 point per bet.
Okay, five point per bet. That's fine. Just clarification. So don't get pissy.
I'm not getting pissy. I'm just letting you know. 5 point per bet. Calm down, dear.
He's doing great.
4 on end zone cast. 4 on team soft. 4 on soft. I have to capitalize it. It's bugging me. and then 3 on. Wow, 3 on Corbin.
Hey, can I put 5 points on Finn Balor winning?
Yeah, me too.
You have it, DRG. If you want it, you can bet it.
5 on Owens and 5 on Baylor.
Yep. Okay.
Is it my turn yet?
Yes, sir, it is.
I'll do 3 on Sasha Banks winning.
That's a good one.
You guys are getting so competitive.
Boss. That's the whole point. That's why we do this. All right, what else you got?
And I'll
You got 6 left, buddy.
We'll do 3 on Finn and 3 on Kevin.
3 on Finn and 3 on Kevin. Okay.
Yeah.
Does Carmella interfere, you think, in the match?
My points are all gone, so I don't know.
I was about to say, this is going to be interesting.
Hey, how many points do I have left?
You've bet 10, you have 7 left.
No, fuck it. I'll keep 7.
I was about to say, what are you going to do?
I'm going to screw myself already.
What are you going to do? As usual, Heavy, you want to bet?
Not this time.
Okay. Do I want to bet?
I bet 2 on a nip slip.
From Kevin Owens.
Bull Dempsey ain't in this one.
I think I'm gonna put. I'm putting 5 on soft.
5 on soft.
Yeah,
how about your boy?
No, I'm not gonna put anything on Corbin.
Corbin,
he's your boy.
Because he knows Corbin's gonna take a gore.
If he takes a gore, he still might win.
How many points do I have left?
Katie, you only bet 3, so you have 13 left.
Could I bet another 3 that Triple H will appear?
No, you can't bet that Triple H will appear.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, you're getting crazy with the betting. What?
In all fairness, if Baron Corbin takes a spear, that face in the middle of his stomach might actually eat Rhino.
You could definitely tell he was a fat guy at one point.
Yeah, he's got a face in his stomach. It's hilarious.
He needs a tummy tuck.
He used to play for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, did he?
Atlanta Falcons, I mean.
No, that's Goldberg.
That's Goldberg. Falcons or Hawks? Falcons, Hawks, or Thrashers? It's all fucking birds here in Georgia.
He's an NFLer.
Hawks.
Yeah, that's Goldberg, Cole. Buddy.
Hey,
Heavy.
Corbin.
Yeah. Is it a little windy out there?
3 plus. All right, I'm betting 3 plus on Corbin.
Do it.
That's 8 points on my 10, man. That's crazy.
Man, 3 ain't enough. You know
what? Are you going 3?
All right.
Green if you need 5, Dan.
All bets are in. Anybody want to say anything about? Nope. All right. I got to get Ant stuff tomorrow. All right. Let's move into some news, Bio. What you got?
Well, I'm only got a couple.
That's fine.
Let me start with.
Sorry, because we're going to talk about Elimination Chamber after this, and we're going to go.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do a lot.
That's fine. Go ahead.
With the Stone Cold podcast returning on the WWE Network, with his first guest being Paul Heyman, there was a statement that went out saying, each month immediately following Monday Night Raw, WWE Hall of Famer will sit down with the biggest names in WWE, including Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, and Sting, along with other celebrities from the world of sports and entertainment.
The Undertaker?
Yeah. So within the next couple months, Taker, Sting, and Hulk Hogan are the three.
Yeah, screw
like,
Hogan.
Taker like, and the under, Sting. Like the Undertaker, or it is going to be Undertaker?
It doesn't say like. It says what? Undertaker.
What the Hogan. Fuck are you talking about, Double A? What is like the Undertaker?
Like the Undertaker. Like
primetime Brian Lee is like the Undertaker because he was the second Undertaker.
Kane was like the Undertaker at one point. What the fuck does that even mean?
No, he was Kane the Undertaker. Two different characters.
Kane the Undertaker.
I'm so confused by that question. Like the Undertaker? No, it's the fucking Undertaker.
Yeah, I can see a swerve like that.
A swerve on an interview? Double A, we're not in the middle of the ring.
No, just like
we're not
have a big star like Hulk Hogan and it be like not Hulk Hogan, but you know, a big star like
Hulk. Oh, like Hulk. No, they no, oh my God.
It's maybe they don't have proper schools in Iowa. Listen, it's basically when they say like is what is it's giving examples.
Yes, exactly.
And these are ones that they have figured out, and they're not saying this is the order, but they're saying these are the interviews that you'll see, and they'll be great ones like.
So do you guys think think they obviously redid the contract with Stone Cold, and then because they moved Jericho to Tough Enough, right?
Yeah, Jericho's on Tough Enough now.
Yeah, so that's why they moved Jericho. Okay,
I wouldn't be surprised if they use Jericho more for the SmackDown. I think promote stuff after SmackDown is smart too.
I think it's I do too. I enjoyed coming home. I didn't even watch SmackDown, but I watched that interview with Steph. That was good.
Yeah, the article said right after Raw, not after SmackDown.
All right, bye. What else?
Well, Sami Zayn.
I was saying after SmackDown for Jericho.
Yeah. Well, Sami Zayn is officially
Raw. Wait, like okay. SmackDown?
Hey, shut the fuck
up. Shut up, Andy.
All of you. What are you talking about? Bio, what are you saying?
Oh, this one says Sami Zayn's been officially cleared to compete after that conference call Triple H had this morning.
All of work. All of it.
No.
Fucking right.
Are you
total work?
No. You're so full of shit.
$5 on it was all of work.
We're past the betting.
I am with the strawberry pina colada flavored daiquiri known as the Mountain.
You son of a bitch.
Yes, you son of a bitch.
I thought he was pro old school.
I am pro old school until he called me a sushi eating fuck earlier.
You are a sushi eating fuck.
You are a sushi eating fuck.
That's what I said. I'm one that doesn't like the movie Wolf Cop. Fucking hate. Carp, shut up your movies, please. Kevbo Trek. I bet you love Deadpool, too.
All right, guys. Bio. Next article, please. This is when everything goes to shit.
Yeah. Matt Bloom has officially been announced as the head coach of NXT.
No, I thought he was assistant.
Or no. They named it. They said it this morning.
Eric Del Rey is assistant. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Also, like, what? Because I knew Sarah Del Rey was part of it. I thought they were equal, but no, okay.
No, Bloom's the head coach. Del Rey is the assistant coach.
You got to imagine Del Rey takes a bigger role in the Divas than what Bloom does.
Is that like head coach?
I'm going to kill him.
Can I red book something?
Yes. What?
Sarah Del Rey is going to be Sister Abigail.
Ooh. That would not happen, but it'd be very interesting if it did.
That's a pretty good red book right there, buddy.
That's cool.
That's bold for sure.
Yeah, go ahead, red book it. I don't do red book.
Done.
Done. He has permission. He owns the book. He has permission to use the book. He's like, can I red book it, please, guys? Bio, give us one more.
Scott Hall was thrown out of a wrestling comedy festival over the weekend due to public intoxication.
And he cut a promo to TMZ talking about Xbox anus.
He was not. He did not.
No, I'm just playing.
Seriously, that sucks, though. I mean, he's going to have issues, all of them, with even Jake Roberts. DDP even made a comment on it. He says they're going to have their ups and downs, but they're still my boys.
Yeah, he said not to give up on the bad guy. The other part of this says Hall was originally scheduled to be part of Global Force Wrestling. However, the official website has since removed him from their roster page.
Yep. Scotty, 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 man. Come on, dog. Get it together, dog.
In all fairness, I want to hear Scott Steiner publicly intoxicated more than Scott Hall.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Scott Hall's sad. Steiner's stupid.
Steiner's hilarious.
One half genetic.
What?
One half
Are you speaker. Crazy?
No, Steiner with the podcast would be money, buddy.
No.
Yes, more so than Russo?
No.
He does better math than Devil Vamp, man.
If he had a podcast, start with that? If he had a podcast, I would need a translator.
Yeah, I would too. Oh, my God. No, thank you.
All you need to know is that you got fat asses.
Fat ass. All right, bio. Let's talk about Extreme Rules real quick. We got a little bit of time. Let's talk about not Extreme Rules. What the fuck am I talking about tonight?
Elimination Chamber.
What are we excited for? We know we're going to see Cena versus Owens.
Yeah.
I know everyone's pretty excited about that, right?
We are going to see that?
They announced it on Raw.
Yep, it was officially announced on Raw.
Cool.
By the way, Double A, this is the WrestleCast where you watch wrestling.
Hold on. DRG, did you hear that Adam Pearce has signed with WWE?
Adam Pearce?
Yeah.
Like Scrap Iron? Former Adam Pearce?
I don't know. It just says former Ring of Honor Booker and former NWA Heavyweight Champion Adam Pearce.
Yeah, that's Scrap Iron Adam Pearce. He was actually on Gut Check at one point against Magno. He did really good. He had a best of seven series against Colt Cabana in 2012 or 13. That got a lot of notoriety for the NWA at the time.
I want to say 12.
Was it 12?
I want to say it's 12.
I don't know. Right. I know it went through Christmas, so it could have actually been both years, but I'm not sure. Uh-huh. But yeah, but that's when they sign Adam Cole is when you need to come to me because I will mark out. Adam Cole is he's bound to be in WWE. I'm surprised he's not there yet.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about anything else before we go? Heavyset, what's your best of the week, Heavy?
All right, my best of the week is something I alluded to earlier in the show about how I watched Raw with a friend of mine, and it's not just that. I haven't had a chance to see this particular friend in about a year, and it was a year ago on Monday that his wife died.
Oh, and sorry for his loss, Heavy.
So it was great seeing him again. I mean, we've kept in contact, just time-wise. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been the best of us, and then, like, to sit down and watch Raw with him, like, that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Awesome.
Awesome. The Mountie, who appears on Old School at the Movies almost every week when he wants to, on the Trending Topics Network. What's your best of the week?
.com.
The homeboy from Maryville, Quebec. Owens debuts on the fucking Raw.
How excited were you when he debuted?
I marked out.
Did you? Would you?
It's been a while.
Were you expecting it?
Nope.
Was anybody expecting it?
Me.
Nope. I stood off the internet because of it.
Bio, you were expecting it? Why?
Yeah, I was expecting an NXT guy, and we had just had Sami Zayn, and they're doing the special this week. Mm-hmm. Had to be Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
but when his music hit, I still marked out.
I marked out too.
I was expecting it, but I wasn't sure.
Hell no!
The only other person they could have brought out was Devitt.
That's who I was expecting was Velour hype the because they had already hyped the Sami Zayn versus Owens match, so I figured that they would be hyping up the Velour versus Breeze match.
So are you excited for this, Mount? Are you excited for this NXT?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, because even though I've seen Owens and Zayn in different iterations and first IWS, which is a local promotion here, ROH and PWG, I mean, I've seen this a bunch of times. It doesn't matter. Every match is still great, and it's cool to see them do the WWF style. Great to see them progress. And these guys, it's like Flair and Steamboat. I know you can't really compare, but it's kind of like the 2010s version of Flair and Steamboat. They can have a good match anytime. And it's going to be fucking
fantastic. How do you think Owens and Cena is going to work out?
I'm really excited for it because I know Owens joked like his son's favorite wrestler is John Cena. Mm-hmm. And I love the dynamic. He reminds me very much of Punk. His promo with Cena, just a face-to-face. It's the first time I've been excited to see a match involving Cena in quite some time.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of his son reacting?
Yes. Yes, you posted that. Yes.
He's so excited.
Yeah, his son was so excited. He was watching Raw, and his mom was videotaping him when he was getting ready to come out. And John Cena was in the middle of the ring, and this is Kevin Owens' kid watching Raw on his bed. And he's watching Raw, and then all of a sudden his dad's music hits. And he gets so excited. And he's like, Dad's gonna fight Cena! Oh my god! He's like all the rest of us. He's like, oh my god, Kevin Owens is gonna fight Cena!
If I'm correct about him too, he has Kevin Owens' son, who is actually named Owen. I believe he has autism.
Does he?
Yes,
probably a variation of it. He didn't look like
he was. Is his kayfabe name Owen Owens?
Yes. Owen Owens. It's legit changed on the birth certificate.
Yes.
It's his middle name too.
Yeah. Owens.
Yeah. Owens the third.
Carp, tell me about your best of the week and what do you think about this John Cena Owens match?
It was steam. Like, my mind was blown. I couldn't believe it. Watching Steen since I've seen Rougeau's organization, and then his first feud with Sami Zayn in IWS when it was mind-blowing, as Sami Zayn was El Generico, and then El Generico wins his first title, and then Steen, well, Owens comes in and just fucking takes it off him.
Whoa,
I mean,
no.
Hold on.
No, Jericho is in Mexico right now. That's not Sami Zayn, buddy.
I said Generico.
Yeah, no, he's living in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. He's running an orphanage in Tijuana.
Heavy, shut up. It's still real to me. And I'm scared out there if the WWE screws it up.
No, not even WWE. Like, Sammy and Kevin have both really fucked that up. So
WWE hasn't, though.
All right. Carp, what do you think it's going to be?
I'm kind of freaked out.
So. Yeah, you think this match is going to be good?
It's got to be. I mean, after, like, the complete destruction of the first one, they're going to bring it.
Well, what about the
we're potentially looking at a 5-star match.
What about the 7? What about the Owens versus Cena?
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that. And I hope I figure Cena wins by DQ and Owen like disrespects the US title even more. I can even picture him spitting on it.
I can picture him killing Cena after he wins by DQ.
Yeah, before I get to everybody else, I really think that Cena has been on his fucking game lately, man.
Oh yes.
He's been on his game. All those man, he goes out every single Monday night. We know he's at Sunday night. He's at SmackDown. We know that, but he doesn't usually show up on SmackDown. He's at house shows. I mean, he's everywhere, and he puts on. He's been putting on fantastic matches ever since he won that U.S. title at WrestleMania. I look forward to that open challenge every single week. Every single week, and to me, it doesn't matter who he's fighting because I know I'm going to get a good match.
I've been a fan of Cena when he's not part of the main event.
Yes.
When he's part of the main event, he becomes very
rigid, typical,
very
Cena.
Stale, mm-hmm. very vanilla, and I get sick of it. Mm-hmm. But now with his U.S. Championship stuff, I'm a very big fan. I'm become a big fan of Cena.
Me too.
But I'll always say with Cena, he is the necessary evil you need because you need him to be in the main event to help make others more relevant.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I agree, and I think this is elevating.
It was hilarious. Sasha banking it out that I'll challenge next week.
This is everybody. Everybody is benefiting. From this. Cena's benefiting from this. Everyone that he touches is benefiting from this. Everybody's benefiting from this.
I will say that Cena puts out good work regardless if we appreciate it or not, because even whenever he is in that main event role, maybe not, like somebody said earlier that he needs to cut down on the mic time before these matches, and I can agree with that. But on a match quality standpoint, Cena is very reliable to go out there and put out serviceable 2 to 3 star, however you want to rate them, matches. And then you put him in a position where it's somebody that's unknown, like a Cesaro, and he goes out there and excels, and it's a even better match.
That Cesaro match that he did earlier last year, him and Cesaro, mm-hmm. still one of my favorite matches of last year.
The thing that I think Cena does really well, too, is when some of these people come out, he manages always to make them look like they're a threat.
Yes, exactly.
Even the fact of being surprised that Kevin Owens comes out like, oh shit.
Yeah. He does that face really well, Heavy. He does that. And I love the fact that I can always tell when he goes off script, because Owens looked like he went off script to me when he goes, no, let's do this right. And he introduced Owens to the crowd, because obviously some people in the crowd didn't know who he was, obviously. And he introduced Owens to the crowd. It was a great. I like when Cena goes off script more than when he just repeats himself 15 times in the middle of the ring about the champ is here and there's a challenge and it's open and I want to say that 5 more times.
Hey, never give up.
Double A. Best of the week.
What's up? Okay. Of course, it's got to be, well, being on the live chat with you guys during the pay-per-view, that's awesome, plus this show.
Aww.
But my real one has to be the goddamn heavy set dub smash video, that Sloppy Joe song I got in my head all fucking day. God damn.
Yeah, yeah. Let's explain this. Andy joined Instagram, and he liked almost all of my dub smash videos. And it was like, I think he liked my most recent picture, which at that point was of me and my niece after her dance recital, which is why I couldn't be on the show. And then I went out with him afterwards. But I think, like, I don't know how long later, all of a sudden, like, I get these likes from Andy. Like, he went through, like, all of them. Which thank you for the support.
Which Sloppy Joe is it?
It's
Lunch Lady Land.
Lunch Lady Land. Okay, all right.
Sloppy Joe.
I did it with a hairnet and beard net too.
Hey, Biohazard, best of the week.
Mine's gonna be the fact that they officially announced the rules for the tag team title elimination chamber match. I think it's going to be one of the more interesting matches on the card.
I agree. I think it's going to be great. I always look forward to when they just slightly tweak things like this. Like, it's just, it, this could be the next, this seriously, if they do this right, this could be the next tag team ladder match stuff.
New Day has to start off. There's no way that Big E's chest is going to fit in there with someone else.
Kofi, no way. Why? Kofi Kingston's chest is caved in.
What if it's Kofi and Xavier and not Big E?
See, that's what I was thinking too earlier when you guys were talking about that, but there's no way. It's going to be Big E.
Well, what if all three of them are in the pod?
I think that would be better. Oh, that would be so funny too. Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
I actually think that they would start out with all three of them as one of the first two tag teams that aren't in a pod.
That'd be so funny.
If they do it that route.
So funny. Katie, best of the week?
Kevin Owens. I mean, the whole interaction with Cena and the fact that we're getting a match out of it is awesome. I loved when he called him out on being a veteran, the fact that he's been doing it longer than Cena.
Good. I love that too.
That was awesome. He's like, don't talk to me about being a veteran. I've been doing this longer than you have.
I like that too.
It was great. And kudos to John Cena. I mean, you could tell he actually wants to work with these guys because he knows they're the future of the company and he wants to make them better.
It's not even, I don't even think it's necessarily that. I just think he wants to give someone else a chance, but also I think it makes him look good. It makes him look good. It legitimately makes him look good to people. He's got all the kids. The kids are easy. He owns that. It's the other. Mm-hmm. It's the IWC and it's the us. I don't call us the IWC. I just call
the
us fans.
Older, smart demographic.
Smart. Thank you. Smart. Smart would be a great word. Smart. Older demographic. Exactly.
I wouldn't even use smart because all the IWC says, oh, we're smarts.
Yeah. I just say the older the 25 to like 30. Demographic.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is that if Owens is probably going to lose at Extreme at Elimination Chamber, but they're going to shit on him. They're going to shit on Cena as soon as Owens loses. You can't put anybody. You never put anybody over. Oh, are you fucking kidding
me?
He did a pop up
or count out type of thing.
He did a pop up powerbomb in front of 4 to 5 million people this week and just sat there and took that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like was dazed and stuff, and they're gonna shit on him as soon as Cena wins. I know.
Make
that.
Owens look strong so he can beat Sami Zayn.
Yep. All right. DRG, best of the week.
Dude, it's so hard. That other podcast that I participate in, there was a call to arms about labeling the top 10 independent wrestlers that would fit into TNA's X Division. So this week, and you'll hear this on the Detour, which I sent to you, I guess you're going to get out later on.
Yep.
I got to watch a lot of like PWG and Evolve and a lot of Pro Wrestling Noah to scour through. But there was a match on Pro Wrestling Guerrilla's Don't Sweat the Technique between Roderick Strong and Zack Sabre Jr., that was just amazing. I mean, the chain wrestling, the mat wrestling involved in this match was just, it was like taking Steven Regal and putting him against freaking Stu Hart and letting them just go at it. It was beautiful to watch.
Awesome.
Surprised you didn't go with Jack Evans debuting in Lucha Underground.
Because it pissed me
off. A lot of good stuff.
I thought it was cool.
It was awesome, but it made me mad because Jack Evans like didn't get to do like anything close to his arsenal. He had maybe three or four offensive maneuvers, and the rest of it was using his flashy defense. So whenever they start letting him showcase how freaking amazingly talented his offense is, then I'll buy into it. But right now, it irked me.
I like screaming. I like him screaming, I am Lucha Libre. I am Lucha Libre.
Oh, yeah. Jack Evans is really good at drawing heat from a Hispanic crowd because he knows that they have that that anti-gaijin look the way that Japan does. And I want to see him and Angelico together, but I want to see more out of him. The only other option that I would have gone with was Dario Cueto's face in that glass of scotch when freaking Alberto El Patron was through the glass. That was so funny. Dario Cueto is my homeboy.
Right. I only said something to piss Devil Vamp off.
Oh, God. Heavy set, where you at?
I'm at home, relaxing.
Okay. Oh, man.
Every week.
I'm in the truck.
Old
school at the movies.
So I'm at home?
Old school at the movies. Old school at the movies, where you at?
Old school at the movies found on the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Check it out. New episode this Thursday after I fix a huge editing problem.
Quote unquote Thursday, aka Sunday.
Yeah, we had AH Walker internet for two hours. That's what happened.
Dude. Yeah, that's a lot. God. That's some editing right there.
The Skype call went full retard.
Carb, where are you at, retard?
Andy Anderson.
As always mentioned, StableWars.com. You guys want to make some wrestling picks there, or UFC picks for that matter?
I'm not a member right now. But when are you guys
looking for new members?
We're looking for people like you, Heavy, who want to become new members.
Yes.
Come play. And if you do well enough during the season, you can win a free DVD.
All you got to do is sign up, DRG. It's easy.
Send me a link.
Double A. Where you at?
Check out DSJMP. Go to WrestleCast. You can find out how to follow me there.
All right.
You're welcome.
Biohazard.
At the Biohazard King.
Katie the First Lady.
At Katie First Lady.
DRG.
A slap at Joe. A slap. Oh, I'm sorry. Who's playing that music?
Me?
That's amazing.
Navy bean, meatloaf sandwich.
Okay, can we get
DRG? Me at,
thank you.
Hey, you can you can find me at MRDRG_WIR and the host of DRG's Detour, where we talk alternate routes for the wrestling alternatives.
All right, and that's found on the
DSJMP.com.
All right, yes, that's Devil Vamp on Twitter and DSJMPCOM on the new Training Topics Network. As always, have a great week, everybody.
Cock talk. Nickel. Slap it, Joe. Slap it, Joe. Now. Cock talk.
Andy, that's racist.
What? What?
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe. Well, me and Sloppy Joe got married. We got 6 kids and we're doing just fine. Down in Lunch Lady.